So, God the Father has given us his living faith. Jesus used it. You can see the story. I see the story in Mark 11, I think 11 and 12, when he spoke to the fig tree. And Jesus said, no man eat fruit from you hereafter. And the disciples heard it, but they didn't pay him no mind. But Jesus wound up, and they came back the next day, came by that fig tree. And Peter called to remember. He said, hey, Lord, that tree you cursed is dried up. And Jesus said, have faith in God. Or you can say it like this. Jesus was saying, have faith like that. That's what I see, what I did in my faith. You have faith like that. Thank you, Lord. The living God the Father had given us this living faith. Hallelujah. And he manifests that faith through Jesus Christ to us. As the Hebrews, as he says in Hebrews chapter 12, listen to this. I'm reading this from the Amplifier. Are you with me so far? Y'all listening real good tonight. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Listen to this. Therefore then, seeing we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who has borne testimony of the truth. See, we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. That have borne testimony of the truth. We are surrounded by those who borne testimony of the truth. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, Jeremiah, Job, and I can go on and on. Moses. And now we have loved one that's in heaven. They have borne testimony of the truth. And those are there, if I could say it like this, and maybe it'll be clear to you, they're like in the grandstand. This is in the realm of the spirit. They know when we act on the word of God. We're surrounded with that cloud of witnesses. They know this word work. They know it's the truth. They know it. They acted on it, and they got a testimony. You don't have no testimony if nothing happened. Amen. A testimony is something that you did and it worked. It was the truth. Okay. Huh? I was here, I was broke, I was sick, I was bound. My car were broke down, and somebody came, and I don't know who it was, and fixed it, and when I looked around, they were gone. That's a testimony. Amen. What happened? A man, an angel showed up and fixed my car. That's, you know, some people won't believe it, but there's still a testimony. They bore witness to this truth that these things happen. Hello? So, so, they bore witness of this. Let me finish up where we were. Bore witness of this. He said, let us, since we know, listen to this now. Since we know this is true, since we know this is the truth, we got this cloud of witnesses that have already gone before us, and they did it. They proved to us, Paul, James, Peter, John, and we can go on and on. And they are this cloud of witnesses. Since we can see how many times they tried to take Paul out. But Paul got to the end of his journey and he said, what? I fought a good. I kept the faith and I finished the course. Prove that nobody could stop it. We are surrounded with that cloud of witness. Knowing this, this is what he's saying here in the Hebrew writer here is saying, knowing this truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance. Unnecessary weight. Don't be carrying that worry. What you got to worry about? God got it. He already defeated the devil. Jesus, listen, not only did he got it, he's on the inside of you. I just showed you. They will come and make their abode. So just get rid of anything that will slow you down, hold you back. Listen what he says. I'll read what he said here in the writing. He said, unnecessary weight, and that sin which doeth so readily defy and cleverly cling to and entangle us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and acted persistent the appointed course of the race that is set before us, looking away, doing what? Looking away from all that will distract. Don't fool around with it. If Matlock distract you, look away from him. You understand? Looking away to Jesus, who is what? The leader and source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our what? Belief. And is also it finisher. Bringing it to what? Maturity and perfection. He, the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, doing what? Despising and ignoring the shame. Didn't care anything about how embarrassed he looked, how shame he looked. To hang somebody on the cross and do him the way he was done, that was shameful. That was a disgrace to him. But he took it for you and for me to be free. Now look away from all this stuff telling you you can't make it. You're not coming out this time. You're not going to have it this time. Looking away and looking unto him. Went through all of this and came out. And he sits at the right hand of God and can't be moved. I didn't say it won't be. He can't be. Cannot be moved. Cannot be changed. He got victory for you, and he did all of that for you and me. Hallelujah.